five things that the Jaguars have to avoid and stay away from if they're going to be good this year. I'll tell you what they are in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank y'all for joining me here a little bit later than normal on Locked On Jaguars. I'm Tony Wiggins, your host of the Locked On Jaguars Daily Podcast, with your team every day, and we thank you for making us your first listen. I've been covering this team for a long, long time. 13 years, in fact. Sometimes I get confused with how many years it is, but professionally about 13 years. And this is a very unique season. This is a year where we're not sitting here talking about wishing. We're not sitting here talking about hoping. We're actually optimistic here as Jaguar fans. And what I've done here recently is I've named five things that will affect the Jaguar season on a daily basis. So I'm going to give you a heads up. Tomorrow's show, I'm going to tell you five things that will definitively happen. I'm going to put my swab. I'm going to be the swami or whatever they call him. You know, I'm not getting stumped. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you tomorrow five things that need to happen or that will happen. Today, what I'm going to focus on are five things the Jaguars have to avoid. Five things that they have to avoid if they want this to be a successful season. We have varying degrees of what we believe success is. I think success is having an absolute opportunity to win, a reasonable chance to win every single game that they come out play. That don't mean they're going to win every game, but I mean a reasonable chance to compete and win every single game. Now, we focused on guys that have to play and prove that they're as good as advertised early in the week. We focused on things like sleepers. We've talked about situations that have to occur, position groups and all of that stuff for the Jaguars to be better. Now we have to focus on things we have to avoid. And I'm going to tell you, there's a word that I'm going to avoid here. I'm going to avoid because I don't like speaking things into existence. It begins with an I, and it's what they call, it begins with an I, and it happens to players all the time, and it's what could lead you to go to the hospital and have surgery, okay? It's six letters. If you don't go out, you come. And when you go to court, you are judged by a jury, a bunch of peers, and they're called the jury. So you have out and in, and then you have the 12 people that judge you when you go to court there. So you put those two words together and it's the I word. So I take the Jimmy Johnson approach, and instead of saying don't fumble, I say protect the ball. So the Jaguars have to avoid the I word that I'm avoiding right now. Let's just say they have to stay healthy. That's what they have to do. Where? At the quarterback position one, but that's relative to all teams in the NFL. Everyone in the NFL has to stay healthy. And if you lose your starting quarterback, usually you don't have a chance to win, right? This one is more or less they have to stay healthy for different reasons, because this is really Trevor's coming out party. If he doesn't stay healthy, doesn't remain healthy this year, then what happens is it actually pushes the franchise back a whole nother season, where you still asking the questions and trying to get the answers. Is he the guy for the future that we expect him to be? You can't get a gauge on how good other guys are too when your quarterback position doesn't have the guy there to really show you what you have and what you're trying to build on. But outside of Trevor Lawrence, there's something else that has to happen. They have to make sure that they don't get banged up at one specific position group, whether it be wide receivers, whether it be especially the offensive line, whether it's the defensive line, whether they start to get thin at linebacker, and whether it's anywhere in the secondary. You have to avoid multiple non-healthy situations out of one position group, because they're still learning their identity. They're still trying to figure out who they are. And therefore, you'll never, just like I talked about with Trevor, you'll never really get a chance to get a grasp of what you have and who you are and who you could be if you're not whole. One guy in a position group outside a quarterback, you can sustain a little bit. Multiple guys, now you start to really get into that depth and you know, you can't get your identity. I've often talked about how having one bad offensive lineman can really make the entire group look incompetent. Yes, it's possible. If you have two guys that you don't trust on the offensive line, man, it's like trying to watch the Temptations do a dance step and two of them. One guy, man, you can get around and you can just have him stand there and just kind of move his arms and flail his arms a little bit and stand there like, you know, he's singing. Two guys, now the choreography is really, really messed up. And that's what an offensive line seems to be like. They have to, we talk about the cohesion, the chemistry, and all of those things, the C's. We always mention the cohesion, the chemistry, and all of these things with the continuity with the offensive line. You can't have multiple guys at one position group not have a healthy season. We're avoiding the I word. Number two, and it's very, very important. I'm going to get to number three, four, and five in segments two and three. Number two is very, very important. And this is a psychological issue. They can't have a case of too good of a memory. They have to have amnesia. We talk about players that have to forget bad plays. They have to be able to move on. The Jaguars have to have amnesia, not only with the debacle that was Urban Meyer, but they sort of have to have amnesia of who the Jaguars have historically been for the majority of their existence in the NFL. It works two ways. You can't be the little engine that could and lower your expectations. And that leads into number three that we'll discuss in segment two. But you can't have lowered expectations because you can't just think a little bit of progress is good enough. Okay? I'm giving away number three because it has something to do with baby steps. But you also can't get outside of your character, out of your football character and your discipline because you're trying so hard to escape what that stuff used to be, is that you're not sound in what you're doing and you have the pressure of trying to lift this franchise. What you have to do is take all of that baggage and absolutely garbage out all of that stuff. You have to garbage out Urban Meyer. You have to garbage out what people have constantly been saying about this franchise. This is a new beginning with a Super Bowl winning coach. You can't think that it's the water you drink, the air that you breathe on the St. John's River. It's not the scoreboards that have some mythical power that keeps you guys from not being good. It's not because you wear teal and black with gold trim. No, you cannot worry about the things of the past and either put too much pressure on yourself to succeed, to try to escape those things, or have those things lingering on, because at some point you're going to get adversity, especially because you're a young team. You're going to get some adversity. You can never sit there and go, here we go again. There is no again. There is nothing that you're trying to get away from. There's no boogeyman. There's nothing that you're trying to escape from. This is an entirely new thing. And one thing that Doug Marrone used to say that was really, really important, even when you win, you have to totally retool that thing next year. Ain't no starting over. Ain't no picking up where you left off. That goes for good stuff, and it goes for bad stuff. When you have a fresh new start, you have to make sure that you treat it like a new start and you don't have this baggage that could actually weigh you down and either put too much pressure on you, or at the first time you hit adversity, you're going to sit there and think, same old Jaguars. That's not the way it goes. All right, segment two, I'm going to discuss and segue into how important it is to not also get caught up in having those baby steps. I'll tell you why I think that's a big deal, and I'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars after I tell you guys about rockauto.com. It's just the place where you need to go to get car parts and accessories for any make or model of vehicle, and you're going to save money. You're going to save time because you're not answering a bunch of stupid questions from somebody behind the counter that probably doesn't know the answer. You're going to save money, 30, 40, 50%, and you're going to save worryation because, like I said, my family, my daughter has parts on her car from rockauto.com, and they're absolutely fabulous. She also has accessories, air fresheners, all that kind of stuff to make her ride more comfortable. And you can do the same thing by going to rockauto.com, who's been in business for over two decades, a family-owned business, great company. Make sure you go to rockauto.com for any and all of your auto accessories. Now, write Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so that they know we here at Locked On Jaguars sent you to rockauto.com. They're family, your family, so now we all family together. Go to rockauto.com for all of your car parts and accessories. We thank you for joining us here again on Locked On Jaguars. Welcome you into my five things the Jaguars have to avoid as we preview the Jaguars prior to training camp that's happening in a few weeks. I'll tell you tomorrow five things that I know are going to happen for this team. We'll turn into a little bit of a fortune teller tomorrow, and I think you guys will be happy with that. But back to what I was talking about having a short memory. You gotta let it go. You gotta let everything about anything you've heard about the past, because sometimes even you try too hard to escape those things and you lose discipline and you lose sound. Sometimes being anxious and eager can get in the way of doing the things that you have to do to be a good sound football team. So it carries into number three. Number three is don't be satisfied with baby steps. When you're satisfied with baby steps, that means you're going, well, we're on our way, we're learning. That continues to remind yourself and everybody else of where you came from. You see, that's baggage. There are no baby steps. What you have to do is win today, win every rep in the weight room, win every rep at practice, win every rep in training camp, win every rep in preseason, win every down, win every first down, every bit of time of possession, win turnovers, win in special teams, put all of that stuff together. You have to tackle in space. You have to do all of the little things and look at it from a micro perspective where every little thing counts, and at the end, you'll get the result that you want. The only thing that teaches you how to win is to win. You don't learn how to win by losing close games because there are no moral victories. It's not going to be enough that you're at least competitive. It's going to be enough for the fans, and I've even mentioned that they have to just have a competitive chance to win every single game when they walk out of the locker room. I'm not talking about us. I'm not talking about the media. I'm talking about those guys. Don't put a limit on what you can do. Baby steps aren't good enough. You have to try to win every single thing, every single day, every single moment, and then allow the wins to stack up. I like what Ryan Clark said. I heard it about 3 years ago. Ryan Clark said, the Steelers, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, the Steelers paid me to practice. I'm going to repeat it. They paid me to practice. The game was easy. So when I did the math in my own head, I sort of said that maybe what he's saying is, if you spend 6-7 hours a day between on field and in the classroom, if you do that 5 days a week, right? And then on Saturday, you're mentally getting yourself ready and you're having more meetings. So 6 hours a day in preparation, Monday through Friday, that's 30 hours. 3 hours in meetings on Saturday, that's 33 hours. The game is only 3 hours on Sunday. Most of the time as a football player, you're going to spend 5 or 6 times as much playing or in practice than you are actually playing the game. Let's go back to choreography. When you saw those from the late, great Michael Jackson, when you saw that choreography, when you saw all of that stuff in the videos or on stage on the live show, do you know how many times they had to work in private to make that happen? The concert is actually just where they're putting it on display. Practice and preparation is where they actually learn the stuff. So the Jaguars have to practice as if they plan on getting the result on Sunday that they want, not baby steps. No, the only thing you know, one step at a time, I get it. But you can't be satisfied if you're Jaguars for just making progress. You actually have to go out and try to win these games and do the things day by day that's going to allow you to be considered a winner. Now, number four, we're going to get into the technical aspect of football. The one thing I believe, outside of turnovers, that absolutely kills the team, and we talked about this on the positive side yesterday. We talked about this as if we were talking from the perspective of the Jacksonville Jaguars. We named the five guys that have to be the guys who make big plays and chunk plays and allow the Jaguars to get easy scores. So now today, we have to play the other side. The Jaguars have to be a team that does not give up easy scores and chunk plays. They're a young team. Those easy scores and those chunk plays are the things that can play with your psyche more, especially as a young player, than veteran players. They can overcome that kind of stuff. Young players, not so much. You cannot get to the point where you're giving up plays, where you're getting boat raced up and down the field and you're getting behind, because now you're not going to be allowed to play the game the way you want to play it. They have to, specifically when I say they, the secondary, I think they're talented. I think they're deep. I think they got a lot of bodies, but it is a little bit, that's one of those things we're saying, okay, let me see what's going on. That's the one unit, and if you ask me, that we think they're good enough, but it's possible that they're not. And they're also the guys that give up the chunk plays most of the time. Shaquille Griffin, he got beat last year a couple of times by some guys, didn't give up the touchdowns, but I remember Cortland Sutton had a field day. And then there were guys open sometimes and they were just underthrown or whatever. He can't be giving up those deep plays. Darius Williams has to show that he's a Super Bowl champion. He's going to compete and he's going to be in that slot. Andre Sisco didn't get a chance to play a lot, has to protect the middle of the field. I know the fans will want to see as little of Dewey Wingard as they can, but whoever they play at safety, if it's Wingard or not, those guys or Tavon Jenkins, those guys have to actually not give up big plays down the middle of the field and easy scores. I'm going to tell you in just a second, the last thing, and we've seen this firsthand, and we saw how bad the team was when this used to happen. I want to think it was like around 2015 or 2000, maybe it may have been 2016 or 2018. It's something that killed the Jaguars constantly, and we have to make sure that that's in the rearview mirror of this franchise. I'll tell you what that last thing is in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. After I make sure you know where your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info is, it is at betonline.net. You know that. That's my spot, and you guys can make it your spot too. Right now with Major League Baseball getting hot and heavy, I saw the dude that went to the Dodgers last year. He's mad because Freddie Freeman, he didn't get, you know, the offer wasn't relayed back to him and he wanted to stay in Atlanta and he fired his agent. All of this stuff going on. How's that going to affect him the rest of the year? How's that affect his teammates the rest of the year? I bet you BetOnline can tell you. You can dig up that information because it remains your spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. It's the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite sports and events. You ain't want to do baseball. There's a lot of boxing and MMA coming up and a lot of golf, so you can do that too. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action, because BetOnline is absolutely where the game starts. And you guys start here with us every single day on Locked On Jaguars, and we thank you for making us your first listen. Your next listen should be Locked On NFL. Around the league coverage Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. Yours truly gets to hang out on there with my man James Rapine on Wednesday, but there are other shows on every other day, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, along with Wednesday, where you're going to just get it from guys all around the league, man. They're going to give you insight into everything that's going on in the NFL. Deshaun Watson, when is that stuff going to happen? You'll get it on Locked On NFL first, so make sure you subscribe, like, and follow that podcast wherever you get your podcasts on all platforms and on the YouTube page. It's free. Now, the fifth thing. Boy, this is my pet peeve. It is the one thing, the number five thing the Jaguars have to avoid. And outside of offensive line play, I think if you ask any coach, that outside of a bad offensive line, what's the second thing is the most likely thing that is hard to overcome if you do not do it well? That is stopping the run. The Jaguars cannot be a turnstile in their front seven. They cannot get pushed off their square. They cannot be the team that you know you're going to get 4 yards every time you run the ball. You get 4 yards every time you run the ball on average. If you run it three times, that's 12 yards. First downs are only 10 yards. They cannot be that team. Now, I know you're saying, man, they got players in the front seven. They're dressed as linebackers. They got it guys on the edge. They got some good young players in the middle. Ask Green Bay what it's like to be a team with a guy like Kenny Clark, with Rashawn Gary, with all of these other great players that they have, guys, names that you know, they have Preston Smith. They had Devondre Campbell last year, who's a Pro Bowler. They had other guys as down linemen that are really good players. Backed up by a secondary, they can play man-to-man, guard anybody, so they can always cheat. Adrian Amos is always cheating up into the box. But what's the one thing we always say about them? They ain't got no hind parts. All you got to do is punch them in the mouth. They need to get some sandbags and put them in their pocket. You cannot be the team that has the reputation that if we want to, we can just come in there and we can just bully you and push you around. Give you a perfect example. I thought about this game, 49ers game last year. The 49ers got the ball, got pinned down on their own, I think, what, 7 or 8 yard line or something like that. Maybe it might have been the 10 or 11 yard line. Every time I told this story, I told this story when I did podcasts last year and I talked to guys who are national guys. And you guys remember very well. I don't know how many plays it was. I think it was 19. The 49ers got the opening kickoff. They had a 19-play, like 91-yard drive or something like that to start the game. I kid you not. When the Jaguars got the ball for the first time, and there were no turnovers, it was a minute and 30 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Why? Pounding it. Play action in the flat, pounding it. Jet sweep, knocking them off the ball, pushing them around. You cannot, and that's also the game where guys started getting kicked out of the game and getting personal fouls because they got frustrated. They got so frustrated. If you look at the final score, I forgot what it was, but it wasn't even that dominant of a score. But by halftime, the Jaguars were gassed. You saw it. Outside of having a bad offensive line, the one thing you can't overcome is when you can't stop people from running the ball. Tony Boselli even said it. He said, what's your favorite part of the game? He said, when it's late in the game, you got the lead, and the coach says, we're running it, and there ain't nothing they can do to stop you. Absolutely nothing. Every single time you turn around and hand the ball off, you're just bulldozing people, and you're running. And it's demoralizing. Do I think they have enough? Yes. Is it possible that they can be very, very talented and still, like the Green Bay Packers, and still, when they play good teams, have a problem stopping the run? Absolutely. And here's the other thing that it does. If you can't stop the run, the best thing about this team is getting the ball in the hands of Trevor Lawrence. If you can't stop the run, guess who's on the sideline? Because he can't play defensive tackle. He's standing over on the sideline. Five things the Jaguars have to avoid. One, health. Bad health. They cannot. We're going to say the I word. Bad health to their quarterback, but that's relative around the league. But they are not equipped right now, depth-wise and identity-wise, to have multiple players on any position group go down. They're just not good enough yet. They don't know who they are yet, and they're trying to figure it out, and that would really set this team back. Number two, they can't have too good of a memory. They have to have amnesia from last year as well as just overall as a franchise. You can't worry about where you've been. You got to say this is a new beginning, a new start, and we're going to go out and we're going to start fresh. Number three is you have to make sure that you don't limit your progress by being happy with just a little progress and baby steps. Every single time you go on the field, that game should be winnable. And if it's not, it shouldn't have anything to do with the past or, well, hey, man, y'all ain't won but four games. You know, we're five and 12. That's more games you won the last 2 years. Not good enough. Fans can think that way. You can't as a team. You have to go out and actually think you're going to win every single minute of every single day during the season. Can't give up chunk plays by the defensive backs. Cisco and them, they have to be as good as advertised. You just can't. You just can't because now you're playing catch up. Probably have to abandon the game plan if teams are scoring chunk plays. And then how embarrassing is it and how disheartening is it for you to actually outplay people and you look up in the fourth quarter and the score is tied because they made three plays? We discussed it last year or yesterday. The Jaguars and the Jets almost played an even game. The Jets won the game because they made three plays that the Jaguars didn't make. On fourth down, the quarterback scrambled and threw a Hail Mary, not really a Hail Mary, but a jump ball to an offensive lineman, a 320-pound guy caught a touchdown. Quarterback ran for a 55-yard touchdown, Zach Wilson, when he should have been tackled, but guys quit on the play and gave up, right? Big chunk plays, 103-yard Braxton Berrios kickoff return. Jaguars didn't have any. They did. The difference in the game was the Jets made those plays. The Jaguars probably outplayed them. With the outside of those three plays, they probably outplayed them all over the field. So you have to be the team scoring the chunk plays and not giving them up. And finally, the inability to stop the run, it cannot be a part of this team. You have to be able to put people in predictable positions so you can turn your pass rushers loose and put them in long down and distance situations. We thank you for joining us here today. I'm telling you tomorrow what I'm going to tell you guys about. I'm going to name five things that will happen, and it's not even a prediction. I'm telling them to be not Madam Ruby, but Mr. Wiggins tomorrow, and I'm going to tell you. I ain't even going to charge you for it. You don't even have to charge me to sit at this table. I'm going to tell you tomorrow five things that will happen for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I think it's something you guys will be happy about. I'm happy that you joined me here today on the Locked On Jaguars podcast. Until next time, you guys do what I always say. Take care of each other, and we'll see you then.